Welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. I'm going to change up the format a little bit this time.
Whoa.
Yeah, Shannon's here with me.
It's a pint with wife.
It's a pint with my wife. It's going to be a pint with some weekly news. And that's going to be the shift. I'm going to try and do this every single week. And I'm going to try and record news every Wednesday night because I'm
hoping... Any news or beer news?
Beer news.
Okay.
Specifically, Vancouver or BC craft beer news.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be localized. And it's going
to
be...
Well, you should probably do other beer, too, everywhere else, too. Because some of that beer does come to Canada.
Good point. Okay, why limit ourselves?
Yes.
So I think
our
real...
Our borders are closed, but not our beer talk.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. The real struggle for me, which will be to try and record every single Wednesday evening. This is my goal, because...
Goals are good.
Eventually, when I go back to floor hockey... On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll still have my Wednesdays free to record a damn podcast.
We have to do weird together, too.
We will absolutely fit that in somehow, some way. But we've been much more consistent with that podcast.
Yeah.
That podcast just cracked 800 downloads.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
We started in April. So this is catching up. We moved the stuff over to Anchor, and so it's chugging away. And, and of course, I had to rebuild my momentum. And so now I'm committing to doing weekly episodes. And it's going to be a bit more informative, not just me always hanging out with you and Ray and shooting the shit. That's still going to happen.
Yeah, you won't always get me.
But you're a tough get. You're a big challenge to get sometimes, but you're a great guest. So we're going to start it off. We're going to jump right in. And the first beer, we're actually going to have two beers during this episode as well. And one of them is actually a news story. It's a beer called Alibi Room, and it is a dry hopped killer pills.
Ooh.
And actually, let's take a sip. Why don't you take a sip first and tell me your thoughts?
You've already opened it.
I've already opened it.
It's a dry hopped beer?
So it's a dry hopped beer.
It has a lot of logos on the back from a different brewery.
Well, there's a good reason for that. I'm going to take a sip too. So.
Ooh. Ooh.
She likey.
That is lovely.
So the reason why there's so many logos on this beer can called Alibi Room is in Vancouver, there is a legendary tap room called the Alibi Room. And during COVID, it's been hit hard because it is a restaurant. And as we all know, all of the restaurants have been shut down. Things are slowly opening up again. But there's love in the beer community from Alibi Room because it was one of the early places in Vancouver that had a wide selection of beers. They were bringing in beers from Portland. They were bringing in beers from all over. And so I think a lot of the people that worked at Four Winds, Daggerad, Steel and Oak, Superflux, and Brassneck, who all contributed to this beer, that all basically are coming to the aid to save the Alibi Room with
are
this
they,
beer.
So they're not doing well. Oh, because of this.
Because they've been closed down. And so now portions of this are going to go to the survival and aid of the Alibi Room.
Nice.
Of course, not everybody can save every single restaurant, but there's much love. And a lot of the beer that these people developed in their early years, Alibi Room was the place that welcomed them with open arms. So it's nice to see folks giving back.
That's awesome.
And, you know, quite frankly, all of the breweries have been giving back to their communities. And so it's difficult to spread the love around. But
you spread the love in your community of people. Like,
absolutely.
You can't do it everywhere. But if, like, your love is breweries and beer in the service industry, then you spread the love there.
That's absolutely correct. That's
exactly.
Very, very true.
Everybody spreads the love in their niche, their community.
Exactly. Well, that's really, really good.
Yeah, the Alibi Room. I was just looking at pictures because trying to remember if I've ever been there. I feel like we have.
Oh, I've definitely.
I feel like I have. Yeah. I just don't remember. It's a beautiful brewery. I'd hate to see that shut down because it's really nice inside.
It's not a brewery. It is a restaurant.
Well, sorry, not brewery. Restaurant. It's beautiful in there. So I'm pretty sure you've taken me there. I like, so that's really cool that they're doing that.
Yeah. So
how long is this going on for?
So I don't know how long they're actually making it for. I mean, obviously we hope that this stuff ends sooner than later, but you know, the state of the world and the state of America, not that America is what's happening in Vancouver. Vancouver, we're faring well, but there's going to be flare-ups, and there has been, I think, in this past
week. Flare-ups in bars and restaurants and stuff, which sadly...
Yeah, and you just nailed it perfectly. Yeah. Is that there's, you know, we want to go back and support restaurants, but we want to go and
be
safe.
People are being a little laxed.
People are being laxed. That's so true.
You know how many restaurants I've drove by, or we drove by, and I just saw, like, just so many close gatherings and things. I don't know. I mean, it sucks because you want to support, but then you don't want to have to go and worry about protection as well.
It's so true. And I mean, you and I have a particular issue too, because you are, we haven't really talked about it on this podcast, but mm-hmm. you are a type 2 diabetic. Mm-hmm. So your immune system is compromised.
Yes,
thank you. I don't know why I'm compromised with a question mark.
I'm compromised.
I know that you've been compromised. So yeah, I'm trying to support breweries where I can.
Like, you can go and pick stuff up and bring, like, we would go and order something and pick it up, but we haven't really ate. We're not going to be eating in a restaurant, A, because we can't. I can't put myself in that situation.
Yeah.
And I can't trust that establishments are going to do the right thing, because every day that goes by, I feel like people are getting less and less,
getting more lax.
Laxed, I guess. And so, but I want the restaurant industry to thrive, because, I mean, that's like the heart of the city is restaurants and bars and stuff. And so it just sucks that this is where we're at. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd rather see those come back than entertainment, like sports and stuff.
So I guess for us, I'm going to try and promote this the way that we can. We can't mm-hmm. necessarily always go and eat out at every single restaurant.
No.
We're uncomfortable doing that. So
we might be able to pick some, well, because I can't eat at most places anyway because of my dietary restrictions.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we could like do like a pickup order.
We can. It's at restaurants, for sure.
For sure. For sure. We can do like pickup, and I'm assuming you could do like curbside where you don't have to really go inside.
Yeah.
But that's one way. And you can also just buy gift cards to restaurants and use them at a later time.
Yeah.
Which is what a lot of people are doing, is just going ahead and buying gift cards and saving them
mm-hmm.
and then using them.
So, So do what you can. I'm hoping that you can go by the Alibi Room.
Mm-hmm.
It is an excellent beer.
Safely. Go by the Alibi Room.
No, go by.
Oh, go
buy
the beer. Okay.
The
I thought you meant go by. Are they actually open?
Alibi Room, I'm not sure. I imagine they've probably opened up again. I guess I should have checked that.
Let me go see.
Okay, you do that and I'll pause.
I imagine they're open and they've probably taken some. They're offering dine-in and takeout Sunday to Thursday from 4:30 to 10:30 and Friday from 4:30 to 11.
Okay.
So they have 50 taps of local imported craft beer. And it sounds like they are doing it. So if you're not comfortable going to eat in restaurant, maybe do a little pickup order.
So there's three ways you could support the Alibi Room right now. One is go there and dine. Two mm-hmm. would be go take a takeout order. And three would be go or request this beer at your local liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
We found it at Everything Wine, but I'm sure it's available. We were down at High Point earlier this week. And
yeah,
they had
I've never
it,
been
they
there
had it
before.
There.
They had it there.
So it is called, it's a black can, it's called Alibi Room, and part of the proceeds will go to help the Alibi Room.
So all these breweries, did you name all the breweries on the can? Okay.
Yeah, but.
So, and it's like, it's funny because it's mostly all of our favorite breweries.
It is, yeah.
Which is really funny. It's really good beer. Like, is this a fresh hopped?
No, so this is a Pilsner.
But it says dry hopped, but is it? So I guess it's not fresh because it's dry.
It doesn't indicate whether it is actually a fresh hop, but it certainly...
It certainly tastes like it.
Certainly terrific.
It tastes super fresh. It's really good. It's not too hoppy. It's just got a really nice flavor to it. What hops did they use?
It's called Keller Pils. So,
oh, okay.
Or Pils, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know if Keller is a type of hop, or let's see if Keller comes up with anything. I don't know.
So the hops are called Keller hops?
Could be. Well, there's not enough information here, but we'll
yeah, on the ingredients it just says barley, wheat, hops, yeast. I wish they would name the hops.
If you know, please shoot me a tweet or a message on Instagram. I'd love to know a little bit more. I'm reading this from the archive of What's Brewing, which is a terrific source for weekly beer news, and I'm going to be reading a lot of the news on there. I'm just basically stealing all of their great posts. But I would love you to support them, too. If you can go to What's Brewing, they have a thing called the Hopline. So if you go to hopline.ca, they share weekly posts, and they put out a newsletter every Thursday, I think it comes out.
Cool.
So I'm going to be utilizing that quite a bit as a way to stay on top of all the events that are happening. Okay, so one of the next stories. And so this story, because I'm starting it and I'm recording it now, I'm going to dip into some of the stories that happened last week as well. And then moving forward, there'll be fresh stories.
I thought you said you're recording this now. I'm like, what have we been talking about?
Yeah. And hitting record now. I need you to do everything again. So the next story is BC ends bar and restaurant draft to go program. So during COVID, they changed a little bit of the liquor laws. So it happened back in March 26. So one of the things that it allowed restaurants to do was to do growler fills and jars of draft beer to go. And
jars,
basically bring in a jar, we'll fill
a
it up
jar?
With beer,
like yeah, a like an old jars. Fashioned jar,
good okay. old fashioned mason jar. Basically, yeah, it allowed restaurants to see you can sell food and you can take food to go, but the rule didn't allow you to take alcohol to go.
Florida, you can.
That is Florida. And Florida
has drive-through margaritas.
Is ahead in so many ways and so fucked up.
I mean,
in many
it's the reason
others.
Why they have DUIs. They have drive-through margarita windows.
Yeah, no, the Florida drive-through window. I mean, what a.
We used to drive through and fill up milk bottle. You can bring a milk carton. Bring your own jug, which was usually a milk carton.
Yeah.
Cleaned, and they'd fill it up for $10.
I mean, that's American know-how.
And then we take it to the beach or the movie theater.
So the question is, did the cops just spot a car in the drive-thru and just follow it for a half an hour?
You're not drinking it. I know, it's dumb. It's totally dumb, but you're not drinking it. They have drive-thru liquor stores.
Again, these are terrible ideas.
But that's no different than you going into a liquor store and taking it to your car to take it home.
I guess so.
But if they're giving you a drink through a window like Starbucks with a straw and you're putting it in your cup holder, that could be a problem.
Every single time I've gone through a drive-through window of some sort, the second I've been given my food, I've either taken a fry or taken a sip out of the drink.
Yeah.
So if you're handing me an alcoholic beverage that happens to have a straw in it.
It must have a rule like it has to be capped.
I would hope
like,
so.
Like they just have to try. It's, I don't know. Florida's laws are weird.
Yeah.
The one good thing they do is we can drink beer on the beach as long as it's in a can.
That leads us to our third story. But our second story, still to stay on this, is so they've changed the law, or they had this and it was set to expire on July 15th. And they've now extended it until October 15th, but they've taken out the sale of packaged beer. And they've extended it to October 15th, but sadly now they're only permitting the sale of packaged beer and wine, not draft. So they've ended you to be able to take a growler of beer from a restaurant.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of an arbitrary little
wait, but
rule.
Can breweries still do it?
I think this is just a thing for restaurants, breweries. Have their own thing because they
are
serving.
Does that mean restaurant? Is it have to do with the fact that restaurants will be considered a package store at this point if they do that? Maybe that's a different license to sell product versus selling it as food at an eatery.
Well, I guess basically
it could be a license issue.
So if you were to go to, say, Meat on Main, do a takeout order, 6 weeks ago, you were able to get a beer to go.
They're lax on that now. They're not letting you.
You could still do it, but you'd have to buy a can of that beer.
Mm.
But a lot of places didn't sell cans or bottles of beers. They had,
it's,
you know,
cheaper
taps
for them to sell it by the keg.
Right. And so I guess they were taking advantage of doing growler fills as a way to do it, and also apparently filling up mason jars. I completely missed out on that run. But so yeah, funny finicky little laws, but
there's got to be something weird in there. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Well,
it's weird. Like, I feel like maybe they think a can is like one serving versus a growler. You're giving them a lot. It's no different than going to a brewery. Well, unless the license is different. I mean, it could be a license thing.
Well, there's always still been a little bit of this prejudice towards beer and maybe draft beer, like wine, buying a bottle of wine, not
like
necessarily
beer industry
look down upon
things off too, like the big beer industries trying to monopolize.
True. But
like, well, you could do cans. I don't know
well,
what
I think
the situation.
The
There's
way
probably
around,
some stuff going
the
on.
The way around it will be is restaurants, instead of ordering kegs during this window of time, will have to buy flats of beer, and they can offer you a steel and oak in a can versus a steel and oak in a growler.
But craft beer breweries don't come in flats of beer.
They don't, but they should. Maybe they will.
But it's not a college frat party.
You're right.
You're going to buy a 4-pack or a 6-pack or like a single.
It's going to.
When you ask for a flat of beer, you're having a keg party. You're not a keg party. You're having a frat party at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, we had this in your 20 something episode where why Brandon buys
cheap flats of beer.
Cheap flats of beer. Mm-hmm. I relate flats of beer with when you're buying like a flat of what is the Canadian Molson Canadian?
Yeah. You got it.
So I don't know. That's what I'm saying is maybe the industry is trying to monopolize certain rules, or not monopolize, but change certain rules to affect them better.
Well, they're not listening, you know, like it's great that they extended it, but they didn't think about all of the craft breweries that actually rely on those restaurants as a distribution channel for their beer. The cans of beer go to stores. The kegs of beer go to restaurants. Hmm. By eliminating the kegs, that's now going to disrupt the brewery's flow and revenue stream.
I don't get it. I think our city is becoming really known for craft beer. And we want, when we have a tourist industry again, we want people to come here for craft beer. They should be promoting that because, sure, you can come and go to the mountains and stuff, but everybody wants to do that. People want to come. We literally travel to like Portland and stuff just to visit breweries.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you should really throw some love to the craft beer industry because... Yeah. And give them more support and not try to take things away that make it harder.
Well, it's weird.
And also, filling up your own stuff is so environmental. Why would you want us to keep rebuying cans and having to?
Absolutely.
I mean, sure, they're recyclable, but still.
And also, you made a ruling, left it wide open, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, should we extend it? Yeah, okay, we'll extend it, but... Or we're going to take out beer.
Well, it's just
so it
like,
doesn't make any sense.
I feel like it's just like when they issued patio permits so you can eat at restaurants.
Yeah.
They're temporary permits. So right. I'm assuming
those
doing
will
that
go
fill
away.
Up is a temporary thing and they took it away already.
Yeah.
Even though we're technically still in a state of emergency.
Right.
We haven't really been taken out of that yet. So the fact that they're already stopping it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying about everything's becoming laxed and you're making it harder for people to like support other people and do things. And I don't know. It's faster for them to get kegs out than it is to can as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, right? And cans, they have to condition them and make them. When they can them, do they automatically make them fizzy?
Carbonated?
Carbonated?
It's carbonated and put into the can. I'm pretty sure. It might vary but I think once it's canned, it's ready to be sent
ready
to the store.
Ready to go? Okay. I wasn't sure if they had to let them sit.
No.
I was just thinking maybe the cans take longer, but the kegs are instant, but maybe they're both instant.
No, it's pre-carbonated, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just thinking of us when we make beer and we have to wait like 2 weeks or whatever for it to become carbonated.
Yeah. Well, you're right, because when they hook up a keg, they're force carbonating it and it's ready to go. They're adding the carbonation in at the tap.
Yeah.
So the next story is Saanich says no to alcohol in parks. So this is something.
Saanich is a city?
Saanich is a little town on Vancouver Island.
Oh, Saanich.
Yeah. So there's, I mean, and it shouldn't be a surprise because we still can't have it here. And this is always chalks down to the rule of this is why we can't ever
have
anything nice.
They know we're still
nice.
Doing it, right?
Yeah.
So.
And it's, I get it, but I have a little bit of a rule here. Or I think, I like an amendment to this rule, mm-hmm. which is no beer at parks unless it's good beer, unless it's craft beer. And let me tell you what I mean. So residents were writing and were discouraging that. And I think that's because that goes back to your statement about Brandon and the keg party or the mm-hmm. flats of beer. I think the police officer come by and it says, oh, you're drinking Kokanee or Molson Canadian? Fuck you. Dump it out. We're taking it from you.
But then that means you're supporting craft.
Oh, you're drinking
craft, yeah.
Alibi Room? Oh, you're drinking something from Steamworks? Well, I know you're not going to drink six of those. You're just going to enjoy one. You're going to hang out for a little bit, and then you're going to go home.
Well, that's not fair either, because
it's completely
some
fair.
People just generally enjoy shit beer.
Yes, but they drink a crap ton of
shit beer. I know
they're
envisioning frat parties on the beach, but it's happening anyway. People are going to get high on the beach.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
And they're going to dump their trash there.
Come with me on my rule. Quality of beer matters.
I totally agree, but you're just talking about a slight dictatorship and
not a dictatorship. It's an appreciation of a fine beverage.
Oh, I know.
And
the totally
fact that
get
I'm not
it.
Going there to get shit faced. I'm going there to enjoy the sunset
and
hang out and drink one beer and then go home.
I totally get it, but there is some people who like the shit beer who want to have one or two at the beach. It's just the way. I mean, my grandmother used to have a Busch beer every night before bed. Never missed a day.
I love it.
She drinks 365 Busch beers a year.
I gotta respect that. I don't know if I like it.
I don't either.
I like the activity. I like the tradition behind it.
I imagine if she was still alive today, if we've given her a different beer, she might like it.
Oh, I should really...
That and baseball.
See, I would have loved to have interviewed her. I should really get my parents on this podcast.
You would get a lot of cussing.
I would have loved that. Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't
but
give
I should
two
shits. I should interview my parents and see. I know my mom doesn't drink beer, but to bring like a good beer for her to try and see if I could get her to introduce her to something that she might like. That could be a fun little challenge. That's a good idea.
Well, you could do your brother's.
I could totally
Sean.
Do. Yeah, but they like beer.
True.
Both Steve and Sean, I think, like beer. I don't know if Steve's drinking as much beer anymore.
You could also, too bad my mom wasn't here visiting. You could have interviewed my mom.
She's just fucking crazy.
My mom?
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if we can change that law, because I just think it's not fair. We're already doing it. We're just putting it in different containers and we're hiding it. So,
well, that's just the thing. Don't be an idiot about it. And you can
I think people
get
are afraid of public drunkenness, but that already happens. That already happens. There's no different than having a bar at the beach where people drink at the bar and then walk onto the beach than anything else.
We
like, it makes no sense.
We don't really have that culture here where there's like bars on beaches. Like our beaches, there's
the
not a lot of stuff.
The closest is over there downtown where the park is. There's like a restaurant there, but you can't really take
like
it down.
Like English Bay.
Yeah.
Where there is restaurants.
That's
and,
kind
and
of the closest bar on the beach.
Yeah.
I guess Steveston.
True.
Kind of bar in the water.
Close. Yeah.
Sort of bars in the water.
You're right. And I don't think there's particularly any problems out there.
Yeah.
Although Richmond and Steveston also don't allow to have any cannabis stores in Richmond at all either.
No Steveston cannabis?
No Richmond cannabis. Not in my backyard. Someone said.
Well, isn't it law all across Canada? So cities have the option to say, no, we don't want it.
Yeah. You can smoke it, of course, in Richmond.
But you just can come to Vancouver, buy it, bring it back to your house in Richmond, and the cops won't do anything. You just can't buy it. You can't have a physical store there.
Yeah.
How is that different than like a bunch of payday loan places everywhere?
Yeah. What does more damage to a neighborhood than a cannabis
or
shop?
Or like a payday, or not that I have anything problem with
a sex
shop or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
Is there a sex shop in Richmond? I don't think there is.
I don't know. I know there's there one may in not New
be.
West.
They may not be.
This has been sponsored by Fantasy Factory.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think if I ever saw one, and I don't think so. Oh my God, is Richmond run by religion?
It might be.
Huh. Now you I need to go look at this.
But they do have...
If I Google sex shop in Richmond...
But you know what Richmond does have? 19 abandoned malls. Okay, maybe one. They got a huge amount of malls there.
A huge amount of malls there?
Yeah, they got Lansdowne that's just sliding and dying
it's
a slow,
definitely
slow
a Lansdowne.
Yeah.
That's funny. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Now
that's okay.
I have to cut this out because Charlotte was texting me at the same time.
Pay attention to me.
No, but now I'm wondering if I Google sex shop in Richmond.
You're going to want to do that with an incognito browser.
Let's see if I can.
While you're doing that, I'm going to read the next story.
Okay.
And actually, I've not read any of the stories. I've just been giving you the gist. Vernon Brew Pub honors Dr. Bonnie Henry. This is great. We all love Dr. Bonnie Henry. If you're unfamiliar who Dr. Bonnie Henry is, she's the nice lady that comes on our internet streams every single day and basically shows us love for all of the great things we're doing against COVID. Earlier on, she was giving us terrible news every single day, but lately it's been a lot better. And so this brewery, Brew Pub, has been honoring her with a... It's a blonde ale, and it is called Bonnie Henry Blonde Ale. So if you're in Vernon, go to Martine Brew Pub and get yourself a pint of Bonnie Henry Blonde Ale.
We can't get it in Vancouver?
We cannot. So it's served at this restaurant, at this brew pub.
Okay. That's cool, though.
Yeah. So she's had a few things named after her and or made for her or in her honor. Fluvog made a really cool... cute pair of pink shoes.
Can we do them all together? I can wear the shoes, drink the beer.
Yeah. I think that would be great.
A very expensive experiment because of the shoes.
I think the money went somewhere good.
The shoes are good, though. The shoes are very cute.
Oh, they're badass shoes. They're very cute. Fluvog makes some cool shoes, and they were very, very adorable.
I hope they gave her a pair.
I think they did.
Did she wear them yet?
I hope so. She was known for her snazzy shoes, apparently.
Oh.
But
who knew?
Now she's known for just being a great communicator and probably one of the biggest reasons as why BC has fared fairly well in all of this COVID stuff.
She seems very Canadian, too.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have somebody in charge that you know has a clue.
Not telling us to drink bleach or other things.
Yeah.
It'll clear it up in minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Also, I have a couple of little new beers that are out this week that you can try. Strange Fellows Brewing brings back Botanic Gin Gosa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like the Gosa.
I love the sound of that.
But I like Gosas anyway.
Yes.
And I like gin.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of botanics. My body is not.
But you like them. So it's available now. It came out last week. Actually, no. It came out. The story is published for today, July 22nd.
Wow.
So check out or go to Strange Fellows Brewing and you can look for that. I've never had this. This is obviously probably something from last year. Mm-hmm. It sounds amazing. I missed out on it. It's so hard to stay up to date on everything. And this is part of my weekly podcast thing is just to make sure that I'm not missing out on stuff because I miss so much.
So
many releases.
So this beer just came out?
Just came out.
Okay, then we need to get one.
We do need to get one.
Before you miss out again.
We should have it on the next podcast.
Yeah, I really like Strange Fellows. They kind of keep it on the nerdy side there, which I like.
That's the cool thing about... I mean, I think a lot of brewers are nerds, effectively. You know, they're nerdy about beers, and they like a lot of the same shit that we like, and they're passionate about their business, and they're passionate about their beer.
Yep.
And they make cool stuff.
Yeah.
This is a German-style sour. And it is, of course, got juniper berries, black
sour
lime,
German.
And coriander. yeah, I love Gosas. You love Gosas too. So we're definitely going to go look for this.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be available Friday in the Strange Fellows tap room and in retail stores, as well as home delivery.
Whoa.
We did.
If you do home delivery, is it free? Or do you pay the delivery fee?
I think there's usually a delivery fee.
If you do a home delivery, then you guarantee that you get it.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay. It is. I've just clicked on their website. You can place an order right here. Oh, so many pop-up windows, strange fellows.
What? What are they popping up?
Oh, just promoting different things. Okay, so it's a minimum of a $38 minimum order.
Easy to do.
Before taxes and delivery, $5 delivery charge on all orders.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, come on. They're driving all over town.
So like $43, yep, give or take, depending on what you buy?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Totally delightful.
No,
I would absolutely. We've done that. We've done that a couple times. We had a Steamworks delivery.
Yeah,
it was great. Worked out really, really well.
That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving beer by the door. It's like Santa came.
I've never been happier. Honestly, that might have been one of the best pieces of mail I've ever received.
Really?
Okay, it's not true.
I remember someone being very excited about an Apple product arriving at our door.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, but this was beer, so.
Yeah.
That'll always have a special place in my heart.
Yeah, that is true.
Botanic Gin Gosa. You can get it this weekend. Look for it. Mm. Can we talk? We're going to do a whole separate episode about another beer that we discovered this week, and I'm just going to mention it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
get it before it's gone, and then... We'll mention it in the next episode.
Do you not want me to mention it?
No, you can. Mention it because I want people to go get it before it's gone. Because I don't know if it's going to come back.
Okay. So it's a brewery out of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. It's called Duclaw. And wait for the name. Wait for it. Unicorn Farts. It's called Sour Me Unicorn Farts.
Mm-hmm.
We cracked this open yesterday. We're gonna do a whole episode just on this.
Well, it's unicorn farts, but it has editable glitter inside.
Yeah.
Made with fruit. What's that cereal?
Not Fruit Loops, but
the other ones, the flakes.
Like Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles.
I relate that to Flintstones for some reason, but Fruity Pebbles. And it sounds disgusting.
It's a collaboration brew with Diablo Donuts, also in Baltimore, that makes this Fruity Pebbles donut. And so they've taken that, put that in a beer, added editable glitter.
It's amazing.
You need to do this. You need to read the can before you pour it because the sparkles have settled at the bottom of the can, most likely.
That is true because a lot of the online reviews, people are like, I don't see the sparkles. I don't get it. They must have left them out of my can.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if you read the can, if you actually take the time to read the instructions on the can because it's in big fonts, you have to tip the can upside down.
Gently.
Or just let it sit upside down for a few minutes and then pour your beer.
And I would also recommend, too, that you try pouring it into a couple of different glasses.
What was the glass? Because we pulled into the wide mouth glass.
I did a
porter glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in that. I also tried it, and it agitated very, very well. It's really carbonated.
It was beautiful.
The glitter was moving around. There's video of this on my Instagram page. So if you go to at Smitty's Brew on Instagram, you'll see a video on that, and it comes across really, really well.
I actually have a theory on why it was so carbonated. Because of the Fruity Pebbles has more sugar in it, and I think it's still eating that sugar or something.
Yep.
But the carbonation to help the sparkles just flow around and look like some kind of space nebula thing going on. It looked really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I do recommend the Porter wide mouth glass.
Yeah.
With that, it just looks so cool.
So I thought, well, if this is working, I'm going to pour it into my MIT designed Samuel Adams glass. And when I did that, it didn't. It really didn't do anything.
No, I think it needs the room.
So try it with different types of glassware.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it tastes freaking fantastic.
I would just say, just if you have a porter glass, I think it's a porter glass, the wide mouth one.
Yeah.
I'd say just try that. Because if you only get one can, you don't want to ruin the magnificent sparkle action that happens.
Yeah.
So, and it really goes on for a long period of time.
It did. It was forever.
It was amazing. And I was expecting it to taste kind of weird, but it actually tasted really good. And now we're in the discussion of how long is the sparkles going to stay in our body? Are we going to have sparkly poo?
We might.
We're going to be so sparkly inside.
I have nothing to report yet.
I don't know what happens with edible glitter.
It's fabulous, though.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a disco in my tummy.
I expected this to be nothing more than just a gimmick. Mm-hmm. It was way cooler and prettier in terms of color and the activity going on the glass.
Yeah.
And then it tasted great.
It was
a sour beer. Mm-hmm. So it had the sweetness from the cereal. And I've never had Fruity Pebbles.
I haven't either.
I imagine
it's Fruit Loop kind of situation, but a little different.
You know what it reminded me of is like Alphabet cereal, or one where it's got like the colored mark. Lucky Charms. It actually tasted like Lucky Charms to me.
Oh, okay.
But that's also because I've
it would go better with Lucky Charms anyway.
It would. So, yeah, way better than I thought it was going to be.
I'm surprised. And actually, I had my aunt write me and tell me that in where she's from in Seattle.
Yeah.
Not Seattle, but past Seattle, way the fuck over by Utah. I can't remember, but it's part of Washington. They have a cider they produce at Christmas time. They put sparkles in.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like a Christmas cider, like an alcoholic cider.
Yeah, I would love to try that too.
Yeah, I can't have ciders. Too much for me now.
So
I love ciders though.
More than anything,
cider.
What I'm really hoping that you will do is contact your favorite liquor store, either by phone or in person, and ask them if they have unicorn farts.
Just to throw them off their game.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like a limited thing, because I really kind of want to buy more of it. And we only bought 3 cans and I regret not buying more.
I don't know how it ended up in Vancouver.
We did, however, pay like $6.95 per can.
Yeah.
It was at High Point Liquor Store.
On Hastings Street, just
yes,
off of Renfrew.
Is where we originally found it, or a friend of ours told us where it was at.
Hot Donna.
We did check our liquor store down here on River District.
Hadn't have it yet.
Does not have it at Everything Wine, but we should request it.
I'm going to request it. Yeah.
Because I would rebuy that.
Oh, I hope it's...
How many sparkle beers can you have before there's an issue?
I'm willing to rise to the challenge and see.
I feel like...
I'll document
I
that.
I feel like you start peeing sparkles. Sparkly poo. It's all going to happen.
Or a week from now, I just drop dead and I'm in the autopsy and I'm just full of sparkles.
Just blood sparkle everywhere.
Blood sparkle.
Oh, it's so good though. I'm glad we bought 3 cans, but I kind of wish we bought there was only 2 left when we were there, and I kind of wish we could have snagged them.
Yeah.
And I doubt they're there now.
Another beer coming out this week, Vancouver Island Brewing, the Tidal Series.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a West Coast IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is going to be available this weekend. It's now available at the Vancouver Island tap room. And you can get it at the resale shop as well as their online store.
That's awesome.
So that is West Coast IPA, 7 AVB.
Hmm.
Would you like to hear how it's described?
Sure.
This flavor-packed West Coast IPA exudes the pine, grapefruit, and floral aromas of the hops that grow here, reminiscent of trekking through our beautiful BC forest on a late summer evening.
Aw.
You can get that in a glass.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I haven't had Vancouver Island Brewing in quite a while.
I know. Our first one was the Orca one, was it a dark beer?
Yeah.
What is it called? The Orca?
I was fond of the Herminator for a long time. And then it's so funny how I have go-to beers and then I move on.
Well,
I
there's
drop
so
them.
Many breweries now. And there's so many things being put out. But there's also some that I always forget about and haven't gone back to in a while, like Parallel.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like them. I haven't. There's just so many beers. We just tend to buy new beers.
Yeah.
They just keep coming. We can't go back around the circle again and start again because there's just too many new ones coming out.
It is.
But we did buy a Parallel one time when we did a podcast with Ray.
Yes, recently.
I thought that one was a parallel.
Might have been. And, you know, Parallel 49 was in the news this week in the community for stuff that wasn't so fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So we should talk about that because that is happening. There was an account created recently on Instagram called Not Our P49. And it is basically stories of people that used to work for Parallel 49
mm-hmm.
and also the restaurant St. Augustine's because they have the same owners.
Yeah.
And they've been sharing stories of just sort of, I don't want to say bad behavior, but just bad experiences, some sexual harassment, some thing, like people being inappropriate.
Have they made a comment yet about it?
Parallel 49 has made a comment, and they are aware of the situation, and they're taking responsibility and they're looking into the matter.
Particular person, or is it just management?
It's many accounts, and there were people.
But I wonder if it's related to the same person.
I don't know. I think there's different things, but the claims that the staff or the former staff have made said that they complained about certain managers to the owners, and they didn't feel like it was heard that the owners were siding with the managers. Now there's many different stories.
Oh.
There's lots of accounts. I've heard sort of pieces of this over the course of like the last year. I've heard people mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
There's saying that they don't support LGB.
That's a shame.
I don't know the whole story.
No,
I don't either.
It is good to get it out there so they can correct what's happening because that shouldn't happen anymore. We shouldn't have to deal with that stuff. Happening in the industry. You should be able to go to work and not have to worry about any of that
stuff. Other than upset customers should be the biggest challenge of the day.
Story comes out because...
So what Parallel 49 has said is that they are looking into it. They are going to make some changes. They did acknowledge some stuff. They're sorry for behavior and things that went on. I'm totally paraphrasing for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we also have to understand too is that this is a young industry. And I think also you've got to realize too that a lot of breweries start with the idea of, you know what we should do? We should start a brewery. And these businesses grow, and they grow at a rate pretty quickly, and you're hiring people, and they don't have necessarily HR. They don't have structure. They don't necessarily know what's proper in the workplace.
Well, Parallel was getting bigger.
Yeah.
And they needed an HR department.
Yeah.
They needed quality control in their people.
Yeah.
And if they're hiring just random assholes, for the most part, it's not cool. And it's really hard for women, too, in the beer industry in general.
Yeah.
So just making it harder for them, like sexual harassment or anything what's going on, or just mistreatment of people in general, is not cool. Like, because there's a ton of women wanting to break in the industry of craft beer, whether it be a server or a brewer or whatever. And honestly, they make it the industry better.
Absolutely.
I actually think women brew better beer.
We've said this on this podcast many, many times,
and I fully support that. If it is true, I'm not saying it is, but get your shit together, man.
Yeah.
Don't get too big for your britches and brush this under the carpet.
Yeah, you've got to take care of this.
Take care of it, and don't be a dick brewery.
Yeah.
Please don't, because we don't need that. There's a lot of other crap that's going around this world, and to cause people shit when they're not barely working already is bullshit. So that's my take on it. And I'm interested to see how this turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're one of the first breweries that we've ever really took to and got us into brewing.
Yep.
So I don't know. I want to see what happens.
Well, we'll never know the true story.
Yeah,
we hope that everybody can sort this all out.
But
there's many stories. So yes, it's probably
I would have to go on that. Is the Facebook page public?
It's an Instagram account.
Okay, then I would have to go and read all the stories and see what they're saying.
Yeah, And so there's some accounts on there that are not great things.
Well, the industry in general too, because I did work in the food service industry when in my 20s and was a manager, and it's a lot. It's a shitty business to be in, and it's a lot on your body, and to put up with other crap is never cool.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. I need to go read all the comments and what people are saying so I can have a better understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to put blame in anything yet until I see what's going on. And see what they do and see how their response is.
I mean, I've always supported and loved Parallel 49 beer, but I haven't bought it in a while. Not because of this.
Well, that's all I was just saying. It's just that there's so many new beers coming out.
Right. And it's just sort of something that has just fallen by the wayside. And whenever I've had one again, I was like, huh, fuck, it's a great beer.
Yeah.
Why did I stop buying this? I don't know. Probably because there's been 9,000 other breweries that have come along.
Have they still the same brewer?
I don't know. As far as I know, yeah. I think so. But he's not an owner. That's the difference. He's an employee who works there too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the level is. I don't know what the stories are. I have no inside knowledge.
Yeah.
And it seems to be circulating right now.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But hopefully this isn't a trend.
But you know what? Yeah. Good on people that feel like they've been done wrong to come forward and to step it up, and hopefully there can be a change. And we can move forward and it's going to turn into becoming
a unionized industry.
You know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not a big fan of union,
but if it's to protect employees from being mistreated, then
yeah.
But it's also the quality of people you hire. You know, I do see a lot of breweries get people with a chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like they're big badasses. And then it's like, no, you need to come back down a couple levels, because just because you're a big brewery and you're getting busy doesn't mean you can be a dick.
Well, and they'll learn that lesson, right? And so, unfortunately, a lot of people may suffer along that.
And you can tell the love in a brewery, like the people who actually love what they do and the people who are doing it because they know they can make money at it.
Yeah.
Versus the people who love it. You can kind of tell.
Yeah.
Especially when we do meet like owners and stuff for breweries. You can really kind of read them.
Yeah.
At least I can.
Yeah. For sure.
And then, so we'll see. We'll see how this goes. It'll be interesting to see if we have a follow-up story on this later.
I think it's something that's going to be around for a while, and we'll see. And I mean, I would love to know more about it.
Yeah. If they can take the high road, like hopefully they're trying to do, and admit it and apologize and fix it.
Yeah, make it right.
Make it right. And become a better company and maybe get HR.
Mm-hmm.
HR. How do you say it?
HR.
Hey, y'all.
So we'll leave it there. Just to get it fixed. I'm just going to leave it with your final word on there, because that was great.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. We won't touch base on it too much, because it's really just fresh news that I don't really know much about yet.
Yeah.
So, and I'm always supportive of all breweries, but not when they potentially do something wrong.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. We do, however, before you go to another news story.
Okay.
We have another beer.
We do have another beer. We should get that.
Would you like to crack it open?
So the second beer of the night is from Steamworks, and it is called Tango, and it is a dry hop sour. It is in a 750 mil bottle.
Yeah.
Bomber bottle.
I bought this like weeks and weeks ago. I don't even know if they still make it, but I bought it a while ago, and I really love it because it just looked fun, and it... Does it have oranges in it? That's some real foam on there.
So it's carbonated, man. So this is...
Citrus is why I bought it.
Yeah.
Anything citrus, I'll buy.
So an embrace of candied citrus, juicy melon, and stone fruit lead this tropical sour, followed by a golden yellow pour and pure white head. I just saw that. Held together in tandem to create an incisive yet powerful tasting event.
Ooh, that's probably why I bought it, because it had a citrus situation going on.
Citrus situation.
They always do the best labels too. Like, I love their little labels. It's very cute. I like the little on the bottle. It has like these little, like, I want to say leprechauns or just little people, and they have wings, and they have sort of that pilot goggles on and stuff, like in flying like superheroes. It's really cute. I like it.
I didn't see that. That tastes great. What have we got there?
Oh, this they smells are. Really, really good. How have I waited so long to drink this? Oh.
Because a lot of the time.
I feel like I should be at a beach drinking this.
Yeah. A lot of the time we buy things and it's like, oh, we're going to take that. We're going to save that for a podcast.
Oh,
we're going to save that
yeah.
and share it.
Again, Steamworks. You always impress.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Steamworks.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Interesting, because I love my sours and I love my dry hopped, and it's not even
bitter. Like, it's just refreshing. It almost.
Do you mean?
I taste the fruit, a lot of yeah. the fruit, for sure. You say grapefruit was in this?
Yeah.
That I can taste the grapefruit for sure. Mmm. That is yummy.
That's really tasty, and that goes
Man,
down.
Man, I'm kind of
really,
kicking
really
myself
great.
Now for not opening that up sooner.
But you can enjoy it right now.
That is enjoyable.
You're,
I can
you're
totally
saying
finish that
You
off.
Want to make sure that you can get more of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't a limited
it was
time.
It, would probably
it might
was
be
a
limited
probably
time.
Probably was a limited release.
But they would
the
probably bring
summer.
It back again. But it's very good.
Put in a request.
Yes.
Our friends over at Steamworks.
Well, you know what? I love this one, but they're just going to bring out another one that I love. So, and
That's
of course,
true.
We all know I'm a fan of the Refresh.
Yes. Oh, the yes. Refresh is fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. This is nice. I can't believe how it's fruity, but in a good way, a fruity mm-hmm. sour. And it smells fabulous.
I'm really enjoying that. So my,
I always
my
said,
other...
well, I always said I wanted perfume that smells like hops.
Yeah,
because some hops just smell so good.
I think that would be absolutely incredible, and I don't know why we don't have like cologne or perfume,
like a fruity hoppy cologne.
Yeah, that smells like that. Somebody needs to get on that.
You
That's
get a DUI
week.
For smelling like hops,
but hops doesn't smell like beer.
No, it's just like a lovely floral. It's no different than
some
like a
hops
floral
just
scent.
Smells incredible.
This whole beer in general with the grapefruit and the hops and stuff, it just smells really good. Mm-hmm. It's this is where you want that really narrow whiskey glass so you can really get in all the scents.
Get a nose in there.
Yeah.
So
I thought for sure we'd be capping this tonight and drinking it tomorrow, the rest of it.
We're going to finish that.
But I'm pretty sure it'll be gone.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, it's real good.
So I'm probably going to do this as the last story. This mm-hmm. was an announcement from a couple of weeks ago. And this is Dan Collier, who is nickname is Fuggles, who was a guest on this podcast about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He has departed from Fuggles and Warlock.
No.
He's moved.
Dan Fuggles has left Fuggles and
his
Warlock?
His name is Dan Fuggles Collier. Dan Collier is his real name. Mm-hmm. But he's the Fuggles in Fuggles and Warlock.
Oh,
has
no.
decided to leave the brewery and take his next step in his career. He is moving on to basically what it says. He's moving on to share his passion for brand and beer. So I think he's going to be moving on and starting something new.
Hmm.
So I absolutely love Fuggles and Warlock.
Did you interview him?
I met with Dan a couple years ago.
Okay.
And you can listen to that episode. When I listen back to it, it's a shitty recording with those old mics, but that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
To it. It's great.
It's still a record.
Great,
it's still a good
Great
interview.
Content. Great
yeah.
conversation. It was yeah. a great conversation. But anyways, yeah, really, really like Dan. Really, really nice guy. Always made exceptional beer. Like, and I think of some mm-hmm. of my favorite beers, it ends up being traced back to Fuggles and Warlock.
Yeah.
And I hope them the best. I think that they'll continue on with, you know, the recipes that those guys have made. And
so it's still independently owned. So not bought out or anything.
No,
right?
No.
Okay.
So the nerds there of that brewery, he's just one of the nerds that left.
Yeah.
I think they were three brewers there, if I'm not mistaken. And so Dan was one of them. And I know Dan was kind of a bit of the graphic designer behind the stuff. And mm-hmm. I know he was really, really passionate. I never spoke to the other partners.
Okay.
So I don't know their stories at all. But I know that together they were all very nerdy. And together they all made great beer.
Okay.
So we'll see.
It'd be interesting what he's going to be doing.
Yeah. So I'm
still in the beer industry, maybe?
Yeah. Looks like he's just looking to start something new.
Or did he get a job like at a company.
There's no details, and I guess time will tell. I think they're parting all on good terms, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And I wish him the best, and I wish I'll continue to support Fuggles and Warlock, because I love their stuff.
And we need to go find that beer that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So all the best to Dan. Hope he's happy.
Yeah.
And I hope soon we'll be getting new beers from Dan.
From somewhere else?
From somewhere else.
Oh.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is. So,
That's too bad, but that's cool. Like, I mean, everybody wants to move on and do something different, change it up.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you want a thirsty throwback. If you want a Thursday.
Oh, I like thirsty throwback.
Thirsty throwback.
What's your thirsty throwback?
Go back and listen to the Dan Collier episode of A Pint with Friends.
Yeah. I love that term. You should totally use it.
Thirsty throwback is a beer that you haven't had in a long time.
What is your thirsty throwback?
Ooh, God damn it. I don't know. I need to find out. I need to find something, and I need to post it on the gram tomorrow.
Thirsty throwback is awesome.
Because I'll need to go purchase something that I haven't bought in a long time. Fuck, mm-hmm. I wonder if I can get a Herminator.
Oh, you should do that.
Yeah.
Because you used to love it.
I did used to love it. But I'll probably grab, to really go back, I should get something from Red Racer.
Whoa. Central City.
Central City.
Wow.
Represent.
That's really far back.
Again, for no reason why I stopped drinking their beer. No. Other than...
Sadly, I don't know what they've been doing. It seems like they just produce the same things, but maybe they're not. I just haven't looked in a while.
So ironic, too, that they were the first ones. They were like almost exclusively in cans, and then were doing bottled stuff when the bottle trend came.
Mm-hmm.
And then now everybody's doing cans again.
I remember when we went out to Central City and ate at their restaurants and sat at the bar.
Yeah.
And we told them we did a podcast, and they gave us a bunch of merch.
That's right.
They gave us hats and t-shirts.
Never interviewed them.
No. It was one of our... We went there all the time to get beer at their liquor store and to eat there.
Back then, when we were going there, like my go-tos were Central City,
mm-hmm.
and I would get stuff from Vancouver Island Brewing.
Yep. They had a mushroom ravioli used to get, too.
Yeah. But I mean, you're right. There was... We've been in this beer game for so long. There was mm-hmm. like only a handful. There was Phillips. There was Vancouver Island Brewing. There mm-hmm. was Granville Island. It had already been sold to Molson Coors.
I feel like they're in the category with Central City, Granville Island. They're kind of in that same category of like they're a little step above where they're more of a corporation now.
Oh, because you mean Granville Island?
Yeah. Well, Granville Island and Central City.
Well, Central City was just successful, and they put the money back into the brewery and built like.
But aren't they a bigger? They're a giant big company, like a bigger corporation now.
And I don't think I had the attitude of like, oh, I used to love that band before they sold out. I was just...
Did they sell Central City?
No. Not at all. They're just a big. Very successful brewery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they made great beer.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I was just supporting stuff that was around me. And there's just been this explosion in the last decade of so many breweries that it's hard to keep up with. And you want to keep trying everything.
You know, a beer company I haven't really gotten on board with is that Red Truck.
Because they're not, I don't know.
There's something, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just kind of feel like they're kind of basic beer, maybe. Nothing bad about it. I just don't know anything about the company. Is it a is it like owned by like Molson? Like,
no, it's an independent big thing, but I think it was, it's, I don't know. And I don't want to speak to it, but there's something about when you look at like a Steel and Oak or a Powell mm-hmm. or a Brass Neck that you can tell is just like a couple of guys just starting a brewery and building a business and seeing them struggle and you fight for them to survive versus they drop down a factory and we're pumping out gallons of beer.
And that's what I think Red Truck is.
Yes.
But what we should do is go around and buy a beer from Central City and Red Truck and Granville Island.
You mean a Thirsty Thursday?
All these companies that we kind of put to the side, even though they're not terrible, like, what is it, Dead Frog? Like all these companies we kind of put to the side because we're like, oh, they're getting too big.
Yeah.
We should try something from each of those brands again and see if we still like them.
Yeah, because you can't and shouldn't step away from a brewery just because they've gotten successful.
No.
Now they might, your palate might have changed. Well, your maybe their stuff has changed. And maybe you don't like it as much. I'm never going to badmouth a brewery that's done well, it's gotten big. I'm going to badmouth shitty beer, which is your Coors and your Kokanee and that stuff.
And honestly,
the battle is against that.
There is no discrimination against that because we've badmouthed beer from independent company breweries too that, not badmouthed, but just gave a bad review on because it didn't taste too great.
But that's also personal preference. Like to me, it's not necessarily... Bad beer is different than something I don't like.
Well,
Coors is bad beer.
Exactly. But there was a beer recently that I bought that you and me and Ray all tried. I can't remember the beer company, but it was an indie company.
Yeah.
And we all tried it and we're just horrified over the taste and I just dumped it out. We were all just like, we can't even finish this. Yeah. I can't remember what the beer was, but it ended up being dumped, which was a shame.
It didn't make it on the podcast.
Sometimes I can like... drink it and be okay with it, but I couldn't even get it down. The flavor was just so odd.
Well, that's totally true and has happened. And there's the odd time too where a beer that I don't like might just be based on the mood that I'm in or something else has thrown it off. Because I've had, I can't wait to have that beer. And then you finally get it and it's just like, oh, that's a little disappointing. So something's changed. So it is subjective. It is sort of these things. And so sometimes, and if my first experience with the beer is bad, chances are I'm not going back to it. But,
there is the problem sometimes, not all the time, but when small breweries end up going bigger, the way they brew beer changes.
That is true.
Ingredients change and passion changes. So that's what I worry about in some of those breweries. But for the most part, most of our breweries in Vancouver are still pretty awesome. It's just hard to drink from every single one of them.
Well,
it's almost like neighborhood preference.
They're
kind of like if you live in the Brass Neck neighborhood, that's your brewery.
Absolutely.
That would be more of the beer you drink.
So it should be, right? Walk over, have a couple of beers, stagger home.
Because we go to like Steel and Oak because it's not that far from us.
Yeah.
We have the one on Marine Drive that's still there.
Dogwood. Yeah.
I hope they're still there.
They are still there.
Who else? There's another one in New West that I read about the other day that we haven't had.
It's called Another Beer Company, and we haven't gone there.
No.
We need to go back over to Port Moody and the row of things that are there. Basically, there's so many breweries. I lost track.
Yeah.
Our life got busy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed.
We need like an app that we can check off the breweries we've gone to or visited or got beer from. But speaking of Steel and Oak, we went there the other day to get beer and they were selling donuts.
Oh yeah, they were.
From a local donut place in New West, but they don't have a storefront. They just sell in other people's restaurants.
That was great.
It was a wonderful donut.
It was a pineapple raspberry glazed donut.
I wish I remember the name, but if you go there and there you see donuts for sale, buy one.
Yeah,
they're
great.
Really good.
I got the last donut of the day.
I cheated a little on my no sugar situation and had like two or three bites, and it was amazing.
Right.
Was it raspberry lemon pineapple?
It was pineapple raspberry glaze.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was awesome.
It was good.
Yeah. And I picked up more shiny things. No, vibrant things.
There is a shiny things, too.
There is a shiny things, but I happen to pick up vibrant things because I love that beer. Tropical pale ale.
Do you think the Fantastic Beast little animal would take shiny things?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah,
what's
absolutely.
His name? I don't remember his
name.
Don't
remember.
The little guy who steals shiny things.
Platypus looking guy. Yeah.
Yeah. All they need one of those in their barn. They need to put it next to shiny things.
That's true. So there you have it. That is an episode.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more news, a little free flowing,
a
little more structure than normal.
Yep.
Hopefully you learned something. Hopefully you'll go and support the Alibi Room.
Yes, for sure.
If they need help.
Even if you buy like a gift card as well, or even like if they sell gift cards, I hope they do. If not, just do a takeout order or something.
Or go buy.
Or just buy the beer.
Buy the beer.
Yeah.
You're going to buy beer anyways. Why not buy this one?
Exactly. And then the Steamworks Tango, 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 Tango.
Four tangos.
Four tangos is really good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And don't forget to order unicorn farts.
Oh my God. You have to find unicorn farts.
I don't know how this beer ended up in Vancouver from Baltimore. It said new. Mm-hmm. So obviously a distributor has it. I really hope I can get more of it.
I want all the unicorn beers.
Their beers look great. There is another one called Sweet Baby Jesus, which was a chocolate peanut butter porter.
They're kind of like, what's the one? Is it something fish head?
Dogfish head?
Dogfish head. The one that they experiment so much.
It could be. I don't know. I don't know enough about them.
No, but the one that has the treehouse in the brewery.
That's Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head is very experimental.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
I believe this brewery that did unicorn farts is just like them.
Cut from the same cloth?
Cut from the same cloth. So they're very expensive. They have like a peanut butter situation beer going on too. Yeah. But I think they like to experiment a lot. So some of their beers, I hope we get more of them because they look really, really good.
Yeah, great names, great titles. Yeah. It's always great to get beer from other parts of the country other parts, the East Coast, I should say, that you don't normally get. So thank you for High Point for bringing that in, and hopefully other places have it too.
And that was the first time we went to High Point. We've never gone there. I have never gone there.
Good selection.
I've seen it. They were very busy. Yeah. Very, very busy. Yeah. And really knowledgeable and really friendly staff. So
let us know what you're drinking. You can go to anchor.fm/apintwithfriends and you can leave us a message. You can record a message there. So we
can play it on air.
And we'll play it on the next podcast. You can also message me on Smitty's Brew on both Instagram and on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And if you want to say hi to Shannon, you can do that at StarWheel75 on both of those platforms as well.
I would love to, I would love for someone to leave a voice, like a message, like a recorded message of a review of one of the beers that we were talking about so we can play it online and
Great idea.
Can put your review on great as well. That would be really cool.
Yeah. And you know what? If you maybe too, another open invitation, if you know a little bit more about the situation at Parallel 49, if you want to share a message there too, perhaps you could do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to get all those messages out and make sure that things are done for the better.
Yes.
So thank you for listening, everyone. Mm-hmm. I really would love it if you would leave a review because that helps people find this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do my part and, you know, share my love for the brewing community here in Vancouver, especially.
Yeah.
And, you know, just really do my best to help people try something new and try new beer and don't just keep drinking the same shitty old thing. Try
it's
new
not
beers.
Shitty, just don't keep buying the same thing.
No, but you know, when I say shitty things, I just mean, why are you still buying Kokanee? Why is that all you ever buy?
I think the people who are drinking Kokanee aren't listening to this podcast.
They're 100%. You're right. They're not. They're not. But you know, don't be afraid to introduce your friends to new things, and we want people to keep making excellent beer. And the way that we can do that is by buying and helping these essentially small to medium large businesses, these brewers, be successful.
And support all the beers that are making beer to support good things. So there's lots of beers out there that are doing that. So,
And support all of our restaurant and service workers as well. And we hope everybody can get through this pandemic. And that's it. Hockey's coming back. I'm going to edit that last part out. Until next time, grab your favorite beer and grab a friend and share a pint with a friend.
Yes.
But, you know, 6 feet apart.
Yeah. Not the same bottle.
No, don't share bottles.
Thank you for listening to A Pint with Friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have something to say? Go to anchor.fm/apintwithfriends to leave a message and Scott will read it on air. Tell me what you're drinking. Reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram at Smitty's Brew. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, I'd love it if you could share a pint with friends.